Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
My name is Jeff Berry. Welcome to another episode of the Lending Forward podcast. And today I have my co-host, Andy Korobin. And we were talking about this yesterday. We're really excited. Today on the podcast is Todd Bookspan with the Win by Noon strategy, business, philosophy, all the above. And we're really excited to have him on here and to speak to our audience and let them know a little bit about Win by Noon and all the good things he brings with that. So, Todd, welcome.
You know, I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, listen, for anybody who doesn't know about Win by Noon, because there are people that have been living under a rock for the last 10 years, can you give us a 1 to 2 minute commercial on Win by Noon?
Wow. You know, start off with a commercial. That's rare and unusual. So, you know, of course, I mean, there's often confusion, like you said, about what, you know, what Win by Noon is. And, you know, ultimately it's a business planning tool, right? It's a physical planner. So if you think, those of you who are listening, if you think of like a spiral notebook from when you were a kid in school, it's literally a quarterly planner where you're tracking, not just your results, but you're also recording your activities so that you can figure out what you need to do today in order to reach your goals at the end of the year. So it's actually a physical tool, a business planning product, and then really a philosophy. You don't need to buy the product to know that if you can get your most important priorities done first before you react to everything else, that it's extremely more likely that you're going to hit your goals and hit the level of success that you're after.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a real estate version, right? And a mortgage version. There's also another. Is it targeted towards CEOs or sales, or what does that look like?
Yeah, great question. We have, we more or less have four editions plus some custom ones out there, but we have loan officer, real estate agent, insurance agent, and then what we call executive, which is really for anyone that's in sales that's not in those other three categories. Okay. And so we've got lots of leaders in the mortgage space and other industries that use that. And then we have some large customers, some large coaching organizations that use it for all of their team members. We've got a financial planning firm that we have a custom version out there for. So we have some fun out there figuring out how to make the world more productive one day at a time.
That's awesome, Todd. And certainly you don't have multiple versions unless there's success there. So, you know, very excited, you know, about your success. And I love the philosophy. It's something that I coach on, you know, all the time is, you know, get your, you know, work on you in the morning, every morning, because otherwise, you know, the day just happens and all of a sudden things get crazy and you don't have time to focus on the things that are most important. So, you know, absolutely focus on the things that are most important, right?
Yeah. I mean, I always say, I mean, we've all gotten up in the morning, we've had an amazing to-do list of things that were truly critical to drive our business forward, and then gotten to the end of the day and realized that we didn't get those most important priorities done. And I believe if you have the intentionality around, one, knowing what the activities you need to do, knowing how many of those activities you need to do in order to reach your goals, that it's way more likely that you will hit that every day. It's kind of a self-accountability tool. I've got a lot of folks who use it in partnership with, you know, other people in their branch or with their real estate partners. And that's even when I'd love to see it even more, is because they're working together to build better businesses.
That's awesome.
I got to put it out there. What if I'm not a morning person? What do you say to those people?
Well, you know what, and you don't have to be a morning person, right? I'm not saying get up at 4 a.m. You know, I actually, since COVID, I rarely set an alarm. I only set an alarm when I'm going to the gym to work out, or if I've got some other early reason to be somewhere. You know, I'm a big believer in health. And so we track things in there like, you know, sleep and habits and other activities as well. Right. And I always laugh. I have a realtor and she's just a huge fan. She's local here in Arizona where I live. And she came running up to me at a event that we were at. She's like, Todd, it's so good to see you. She's like, I can't win by noon. In fact, I don't start till noon every day, but I can win by 5. And I think that's, you know, I think that's really awesome. I mean, ultimately, there's people every week who email me like, I win by 1. That's great. The whole goal is to know what you need to do and to be intentional around it, because stuff does pop up. But what I find is that we treat things that other people want us to do as urgent when they're just important. And, you know, important means it still needs to get done today, but it probably doesn't need to get done, you know, before you call leads, right? You know, my story is that back in, you know, let's call it 8 years ago, right? So I don't do loans today anymore, but I had a great 3-year run. I did $80 million, about 400 loans in the Phoenix market 3 years in a row. And oh, wow. It was really good numbers, great income, but I'd written a business vision that said I was going to be a $100 million producer. And I believe that my goal is to help people reach their potential, whatever they believe it to be. I don't think everyone needs to be a $100 million producer who wants to be one, but I had said I thought I was capable of doing that, and that was my goal. And so when I reflected at the end of the year at really what was getting in my way, I realized it was that I was allowing other people to set my schedule for me when it was convenient for them. And what I found was if I just said, gosh, you know what, I've got a commitment at that time, could we maybe meet at 2 instead? Most of the time, in fact, almost all of the time, people said yes. And so that next year, I blocked my calendar from 8:30 to 11:30 every day. The market was flat in 2016. You know, we didn't have a refinance boom. We didn't pick up some new big real estate team or some new builder. You know, rates didn't drop. I mean, nothing really happened that was different than the year before, but I grew my business 45% just about. I closed 551 loans, about 100, just under 115 million, by just truly focusing on what I knew I needed to do every day and making sure I got it done and just making a commitment to myself. And it was, you know, interesting, right? If you actually call leads every day instead of just a couple times a week, guess what? You convert at a higher rate. If you follow up every single day with someone who's taking the time to give you a loan application but hasn't gotten you all the documentation, then guess what? You're more likely to get that and issue a pre-qual letter so they can go out and go shopping. And so it's really not rocket science. I mean, it's, you know, lots of coaching organizations coach around it. I just created a tool that you could put right next to where you're working to remind yourself what to do so that you just don't get off track. And then when you do get off track, because we all do, then you can actually get yourself back on track pretty easily.
Awesome. Hey, listen, it's funny that you bring up rocket science.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a an oldie but goodie story that I don't want to ruin accidentally. So I'm going to let you introduce it because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, I do. And it's funny when you and I prepped for the show and we talked about it, I actually I taught it when I taught business planning over the last couple of weeks and I added it back in again. I was like, I'm going to bring this one back because Jeff liked it. It really goes back to the space race. Back in the 60s, JFK was president and he said, hey, by the end of the decade, we're going to the moon. And I think that we all overthink things, right? But certainly going to the moon is pretty complicated. I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to do. But one of the things where the folks at NASA got stuck was on creating a space pen, right? They needed a pen that could write upside down, right side up, super cold, super hot, you know, gravity, no gravity. And during that time, it was a big deal to create this writing instrument, and it cost a lot of money. Depending on which of the people you believe, it's at least $1 million in today's dollars to create this stinking pen that you can buy on Amazon now for $3 or $4, and as high as over $10 million for that. And at the time, if you remember history, we were in the space race against the Soviet Union, and they had the same problem we had. They needed to have the ability to write upside down, right side up, you know, no heat. You know, super cold, super hot, you know, no gravity, all that kind of stuff. But they didn't have the budget that we had. So they just took up a pencil. And so it's this whole idea of just keeping it simple, right? I always say think pencil, not pen, because I really do think that we all overcomplicate things. I got a buddy, his name is Michael Regan. He's a coach at Building Champions. And he always says that complexity is the enemy of profitability. And then I added on it this week, you know, that complexity is the enemy of profitability and productivity. And if you just keep it simple, you know, again, old school to me is it works. And, you know, the bottom line is that if you can execute at a higher level, you're going to probably have a higher level of success.
Absolutely. Jen Gottlieb, I think that's her last name, has a new book out there called Be Seen. And she talks about a rule of 51. And the rule of 51 is, you know, just jump on it. You know, if you're 51% certain or sure of something that you want to move forward with, just jump on it. You know, too many people wait. Like you said, we overcomplicate it. We try to get to 90, 95, 98% before we pull the trigger and actually try something.
Yeah, that's so smart. That's so smart. I just wrote it down. I'll have to check it out.
That's awesome. Yep. Good stuff.
So Todd, Jeff and I are on what we call sales support. So Jeff is in coaching and strategic growth. I'm in business development. And I know with your success, it was most likely not done alone. Could you speak about, you know, the people you had around you supporting you during your most successful time and even when maybe the market was a little weak and you weren't really producing as much as you wanted to?
Well, you know, it's funny. I had to, you know, you always have to, you know, grow up and be comfortable with your own skin in your past, right? And so, you know, I got in the business right after 9/11, so 2001. And as you know, rates were coming down at that time. And I was really lucky. I actually had a friend who was a property manager who had just gotten in the business. And the first home that I financed was the first house that he sold to a first-time home buyer. But I also was able to refinance, you know, 24 properties for one client. I was refinanced 7 or 8 properties for another. I mean, it was really great for me to have those relationships. But then, like many people, as the market turned in the financial crisis, you know, I was not just flat broke. I was negative, like almost $1 million. I owned properties that were upside down that thankfully I still own today and, you know, have very high amounts of equity and higher rents. But ultimately, I was just really negative at that time. And so I was really fortunate. My wife is a non-practicing attorney. She's super smart. We've been married for over 30 years. And she's very humble and she kind of laughed at me because I was struggling to close these $50,000 loans. And so at that time, my wife got into the mortgage business with me. And I really had someone who I could trust to really build the future. I was also coached early on by Building Champions. And then I became a coach for them after I stopped producing. And so I love that, you know, you guys have internal coaching. I think that's a great, you know, great opportunity. And so for me, I really built a team. You know, you may have heard the term. It's from Dan Sullivan at Strategic Coach, called Unique Ability Team. And so I knew what I was really good at from the start. One of the ironies of when I started in the business in 2001, I was actually a stay-at-home dad at the time. I was getting my MBA at night because, you know, every person in the mortgage business should have their MBA. And I just worked during the day. I dropped my kids at school. I would go to the office and then I would immediately turn back around at 2 o'clock and go pick my kids up. And so if a client called me in the afternoon, there's kids screaming because we're probably on the playground doing something fun. But even at that time, I had a stay-at-home mom friend who highlighted my applications and did all the names in my CRM for me. So I always built a team around me of people who would do, you know, a great job. I mean, I love that you have business development support. I think that's really important. So, you know, when I talk about people scheduling for me at that time, you know, I grew a mortgage company with my wife from 4 loan officers to 4 branches and about 100 employees over a 3-4 year period before that company got sold. And so during that time, because I was recruiting, we have a business partner who runs sales of our team today. My wife runs operations of it. But it was always people that would schedule things. My business partner would schedule for me. I had an assistant who would schedule for me. I had a business development manager who'd schedule for me. And of course, my wife could schedule for me, but you know, she always won. If there's something that she needed done, that would typically fall in that case. And so I do think you can absolutely build a team. And I love organizations like yours that provide those services, because I think that's a huge value to your loan officers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Having your wife is like the best support team there is.
Well, you know, there's also some, you know, risks of working with your spouse. She would probably
know your boundaries.
She would probably say that, you know, and, you know, we've been married 33 years, you know, so it's like, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I do have lots of spouses who are going to go to work together, call me for advice. So,
that's awesome.
You know, it's the easiest advice is just stop talking about work when you get home, because my kids would be like, Dad, come on. Because it was always me. It was never my wife.
Right.
That's awesome. So, Todd, one of the things we talked about too, because I wanted to go again, I like going back. I like going back to the old stories and the olden but golden. We talked about Wilt Chamberlain and you know, some of his success in that 100-point game, and I think that people need to hear that story, because especially right now in the market that we're in.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that was the story I replaced the pencil and pen story. But, you know, a lot of people heard of Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, right? He was known for a couple of things. One we won't discuss. You can just Google him and find out what it was. Yeah. But the other was that he had the 100-point NBA game. And what was really interesting is that, you know, he was a 45% free throw shooter, right? So, you know, you've seen that. You know, you've seen Shaquille O'Neal when he played basketball and he just couldn't. They would foul him, you know, right, hack a shack to get him out of the game, because, you know, he was lucky if he could make 1 out of 2 free throws. So at some point, yep, you know, the coach had to make a decision. You know, the opposing team, if they were close, would, you know, just send in someone off the bench to start fouling Shaq, and they would have to pull him out. And they did the same thing for Wilt Chamberlain. But what was different that year was that he actually started shooting underhand, right? So if you think of granny style, you know, I've got 3 daughters, so they're like, Dad, you can't say granny style, but I don't want anybody to describe it to people over thing. But you know, you put the ball between your legs and you shoot it up. There was another famous guy named Rick Barry who shot that way, and Rick Barry would you know, he might miss 9 or 10 free throws in a season. Like LeBron James, you know, he'll miss 50 to 100 free throws every season, and he's considered to be great. And so what was different was that year Wilt was shooting underhand, right, this granny style. And so in that 100-point game, he went to the foul line 32 times, and he made 29 of those shots. And so he was shooting in the high 80% range. And so his coach told him at the time, if you played like this every day, we would never lose. But what happened was is that he felt silly doing it. And so the next year he stopped. He went back to being a 45% free throw shooter, and he never scored 100 points again. And it's this whole idea of, are you going to allow what other people think about you to stop you from doing it? And so for me, that was the biggest thing when I started doing the Win by Noon stuff was I was kind of like, I don't want to say embarrassed wasn't the right word, but I hid from my team. I dropped my daughter at school at 8:29 exactly, because that's when she wanted to be dropped. And I sprinted to the burrito shop or to the coffee shop's kitty corner to my office or the restaurant. And I literally hid there and did these activities so that I didn't have to say no to people, right? I don't know about you all, but I really like to please people. I'm a high I on the disc. And so I like to say yes. And so I just had to hide it, remove myself from temptation, right? There's a great book by Dr. Ben Hardy, who's someone I know, and it's called Willpower Doesn't Work. And it's kind of like, you know, horses and the horse races have those blinders on, you know? So for me, I had human blinders. I'd separated myself from, to keep myself from myself. It's kind of like the new version of WTF, right? Where to focus. And so I knew where I had to focus, but I had to remove myself to get everything done. And then eventually I could move in the office. So now, you know, I've got a do not disturb sign on the door, and everyone actually follows that, other than my wife, ironically, who came in today when I was on the mortgage coach call earlier. But again, she's still my wife, so she's allowed to do those crazy things. And she doesn't want to be on camera, so she's very good at, you know, at hiding out. But ultimately, I had to be comfortable doing what other people viewed as odd at the time. It was seemed as odd that I was actually going to block my mornings, not meet with realtors for coffee, not meet with clients at that time, that I was only going to do those most important things that were going to drive my business forward. That's why I think the Wilt Chamberlain story is really good. When I talk to loan officers and real estate agents who struggle with it, they struggle with it because that's not the culture in their office. A lot of people know, like Keller Williams has they spend a lot of time on the one thing, you know, they're like the one thing, and they have, it's funny because I've got this, I just found this. It's a Win by Noon door hanger that we sent out one year to our subscribers. And I'm like, we got to do that again. But they had a one thing piece. It was cultural in a Keller Williams office that you would dial every morning. And I just don't see that in the mortgage world. And so my encouragement for all of you is just, you know, be okay being uncomfortable. And because guess what? Absolutely. By me being uncomfortable, I made a lot of money and made a lot of people happy.
Yeah. The outliers are the most successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And you got to find that thing that's unique. You know, if you do everything that everybody else does, you're going to get the same results that everybody else does. And or gets. So, you know, be willing to do the things that other people aren't willing to be able to do, and to get the results that other people aren't going to get, you know. And I know I just butchered that tremendously, but
no, you crushed it. You crushed it. You know what it is, though?
We got it, Dan.
Think about it. So every day in my planner right now for like the last month, I'm writing opportunity cost at the top of my planner, because you know, anytime you say yes to something, by default, you're saying no to something else. And it could be something that's really good. And so I would encourage you to write that down and just say, gosh, well, by doing what I'm doing right now, am I giving up the opportunity for something better?
Yep. Sure. And I can't remember who came up with this concept, but somebody shared it with me years ago, and it was no or heck yes. And I'm going to tame the words down, but no or heck yes.
Yeah, it was a guy named Derek Sivers, I think. I think I'm probably butchering his last name. Silvers, or I think it's Sivers. But ironically, only because that quote is in another Ben Hardy book that he wrote with Dan Sullivan.
That's awesome. And, you know, not only in my business life, but I've used that with my wife, you know, and we both have that same philosophy now. So it's you can't say yes to everything. And if you say yes to everything, then you can't say yes to the things that are really important. So the more that you can say no, and obviously not in a bad way, but the more that you can, you know, turn down to keep your schedule free, you know, time, money, all those things are, you know, limited resources, then the more availability you have when you come across something that you really want to do or need to do. Love it. So, Todd, let me ask you the question that we ask everybody. And I already know kind of where this answer is going, but I think people are really going to love it. How are you going to lend it forward in 2024?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that, right? Because I've listened to lots of your shows over time.
Awesome.
And, you know, for me in 2024, it goes a couple of ways, right? I mean, I think there's so many great coaching organizations out there. So we've really chosen to be the tool for the other organizations out there. So I'm going to keep teaching for free, business planning, life planning, really how to win by noon. And then I'm really just trying to get people to try the planner. I don't think the planner's for everyone. There's no one perfect way to do it, but you know, we continue to offer free trials so that people can get the planner. Doesn't cost them anything up front. And if they love it, then guess what? You're subscribing and you're going to pay for it going forward. And if you hate it, you know, you send a simple email and my team members will cancel it. I won't even know that you canceled. We can still all be friends. But what I love is I love every time I bump into someone when I'm at a mortgage event and they are you know, super gung-ho that they have a little bit more productivity, even if they just use Win by Noon as a to-do list. So that's how I'm paying it forward. And then, you know, I should give a quick plug for First Home IQ, which is the nonprofit that I co-founded with Kristen Messerly and Dave Savage. We would really love anyone in real estate and mortgage to check it out because we're really trying to make an impact on Gen Z by helping them with financial literacy. We've got a lot of momentum right now, and we would love your feedback. We would love your support in any way. But even if it's just go there and get on our mailing list so you can see what's going on, we would super appreciate it.
Awesome. I love it, Todd. And how can people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you? Like, what's the best way to connect with you and or Win by Noon?
You know, it's really, I got to change the URL, but for today, it's toddbookspan.me. It forwards to my link tree and it's got the code on there for the free trial. It's got a link to my calendar for, you know, the free classes that I'm teaching or anything else cool, you know, that I have going on. And then you can find me on social. I'm very bad at social media. It's not a priority for me. So it's by choice. But absolutely, you know, I am like other people who get on there occasionally and check things out. And so that would be another easy way, or just todd@winbynoon.com.
Great. Awesome, Todd. Well, thank you, Todd. Thank you, Andy. This has been a fantastic episode. A lot of golden nuggets out there, and that's what any good podcast should have. So thank you so much for coming into our world and sharing your strategy, your approach, your life's work. And thank you as a human. Thank you for being a good human.
Well, totally my pleasure. I appreciate both of you and everyone listening. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram @LendingForward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.